This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's 7 past the hour. Time to rally, supporting local businesses, businesses in general, getting a way to flatten out the curve. As you look at all the numbers that are floating around, personal distancing, the things that probably would be most productive is that you don't be close to other people. And there have been many numbers. There's always going to be some wiseacre. Well, how do I make love to my wife? I think you better figure that out on your own, sir. But there have been a couple of interesting studies about that. I don't know that we need to go into them here, but it is hello. It's as much as anything else, using common sense. If you're with the person, you've been spending a lot of time with him, not likely, if you're both staying home, that either of you is going to contract the virus. So you use that, and hopefully there's a little, I've got my fingers crossed here. It's funny, I just did this. I cross my fingers, hoping that people have common sense. That's what you need to know.
I love it when exercise. You play Dr. Ruth. That's exciting.
Yes, it is. Well, after the dinner I had with her last fall, it was very sweet. That's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen doing our best to bring you around to feeling like you're not alone in this circumstance. As you can imagine, I'm somewhat of a student of this, having done it for as long, this being radio, having done it for as long as I have. I had a studio. I did mornings in Palm Beach back in the 80s. And before I went to Cincinnati, I was in Palm Beach. And I developed a lot of friends in the radio world. Wherever we are, local people all get together, even if we're sort of competitors. The business is, even then, was small. So I remember some folks who were on one of the radio stations in Palm Beach. And so we've come across a couple of calls that are very indicative, excuse me, of how the world that we live in is changing and how we can help. The first call you're going to hear is from a woman whose mother owns a restaurant called Morgan's Country Kitchen down in West Palm Beach. So the daughter, because she's trying to help her mother out and worried about whether they're going to be able to cover their bills, they're trying the takeout thing, she called into the radio station to tell the story, to let the listeners know that the restaurant was still open for business. Here is that call.
Well, Amanda,
you're a great daughter, sweetie.
Amanda, when you and your mom sit down and talk, what is she telling you?
This is her dream. This is what she's always wanted to do. And it's so hard to see her just, you know, she's making numbers that she hasn't ever seen before. It's, you know, we're a small business, so she's still able to keep her employees, and she's trying to keep them as long as possible. She doesn't want to lay anybody off. So she just loves this, and she loves what she does, and she never really asks for help in life, and that's why I'm trying just to help her out.
And let me ask you this. If you want to answer it, you can. If not, that's okay. How close is she to closing the doors for good?
We're probably, like, within the week. Like, you know, she's cut back on half of her staff, and today might be the day where she's going to have to let the rest of them go, and it's just going to be me and her and my sister running the place for free, basically, just to put money in the bank account, because she can't make payroll this week, that's for sure. I'll tell you that. It's not good.
All right, you guys have takeout available?
And curbside.
Curbside?
Yeah, delivery, pickup, we'll bring it to you. You can come and get it. Whatever, if you don't feel comfortable coming into the restaurant, we'll bring it to your car for you.
All right, now, Amanda, take a breath for a second, and then clearly and loudly, I want you to give the name of the restaurant and give them the phone number.
Morgan's Country Kitchen. The phone number is 561-795-5285.
All right, Amanda,
thanks for calling.
Yeah,
thanks so much for calling.
We're going to do what we can for you, okay? Tell Mom to hang in there.
Thank you guys so much.
That's the best. That's the best service. Now, I was thinking about how I I did this once before, and I'm trying to remember what I did. It was before all. Well, Jennifer, you might have been here. I asked people, there was a certain trauma going on, and I had people call in to promote their business, to plug their business. I don't remember what the circumstances are, but I do remember doing that. Do you remember that?
I do.
As a matter of fact, I remember the first caller was from Lake Havasu City. How weird is that, that I can remember from, and that station still carries the program. So anyway, we can maybe do that if it's helpful. We're all here to help. But I thought maybe the other end of this, Amanda is the daughter. She's calling in about her mother's restaurant. And here's the mother who calls in afterwards to let the folks on the air listening know what happened.
New Country 103.1, who's this?
Hi, this is Patty, the owner of Morgan's Country Kitchen.
Hi.
My daughter called you yesterday.
Yes, we spoke to her.
And I can't thank you enough for what you're doing for everyone. We were so busy yesterday, thanks to you.
That's sweet.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Seriously?
I did more money yesterday than I would whether I was open or not.
Oh, my God, I'm
going to
cry.
Because of you, guys, I've been listening to you. I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful for what you guys are doing for all of us, not just me, for all of us. We're all struggling.
Well,
I'm blessed, and I'm thankful. I'm just thankful. And just thank you guys for everything that you're doing for us.
So I want to add a little bit. All right, so you got that. You hear the story. Now, the radio story, even in the past 10 days, nationally, radio at the beginning of March employed about 46,000 people. About half that many have a job today. And that's the way it's going in businesses, not just this business, but businesses across the country. Will those people have jobs again when this all gets straightened out? Maybe. Maybe not. But this is that, and so that's something we've got to deal with down the road. But this virus is eating into all of our lives in an amazing and
if you're
serious.
If you're someone who is lucky enough to still be working and to have a job, then this is something that is so easy to help out with on your own. I think everyone is looking for something that they can do to help out. One of my good friends is getting married in August. Hopefully that's still happening in August. Their caterer basically told them that they've lost all business this month, last month, for the foreseeable future. And so they put this menu together that people can order food from them for their whole family. And so I think it has a minimum of like $125. And so we got a group of like four or five people. We just ordered different things. Yeah, it's a little bit more expensive, but now I'm going to get a delicious chili and some other things that are going to last me this whole week. So I'll take a week off cooking and I'll eat something like that. I went to a restaurant to pick up food yesterday, and the people were so thankful that someone just came in to order food.
We did that.
That they gave me a free dessert.
Go to the local restaurants.
Seven times.
Don't go to the national chain.
Yeah.
Go
to the restaurants that you normally go to, because they're the ones who really, really
remember
need
it. Remember I told you the story of the villa last Thursday? There, when you go pick up your meal, in the box is a roll of toilet paper.
Right. Which under other circumstances would not be a good sign.
Yeah.
But yes.
Right. Because I was going to go to the grocery store yesterday, and then I said, you know what? I'll just spend the same amount of money. I'll go and pick up food from a local restaurant and order some other stuff, and that's what I'll eat for the week.
Yep. That's the thing to do. Mark Cuban, who's somebody I have great admiration for. I would like to know the guy. I've never met him, never interviewed him. He went on the air on a couple of radio stations on Friday to hold a, there were stations that got together, competing stations that had a complimentary town hall, and they had Mark Cuban as the host to discuss ways that he and other Dallas business people can help local businesses through all of this. So if there's not, nobody more visible in Dallas than Mark Cuban and his businesses, and the fact that he went on the air and spent the morning, that both shows did their morning, both stations did morning shows together to host a food drive and go to this restaurant, you know, all that kind of stuff. The same thing we're hearing here. Call some people, how can we help you out? Cuban pledged $1 million to keep local restaurants going, you know, that kind of stuff. So there's a, you know, there's plenty of goodness around. It's very cool, actually, to see what's going on in the surface and under the surface of this. There's a groundswell of support. Speaking of support, Dr. Jack Stockwell, who does as one of the contributors to Good Day Health, the gooddayhealthshow.com, where the podcast is. This current episode has Jack going in depth about what the need, what you need to know about your healthy gut. Make sure your gut is healthy. And one of the things he talks about, which is something I want to talk more about, I've noticed more and more people, somebody's getting on to this, the danger of 5G cell phone service. Every single place that has seen an outcropping of real serious, in our country, serious outcropping has been places where 5G service has been put into. And I don't know how would we ever have known that. I would not have ever thought about it unless Jack brought it up. But if you want to hear a story, I'm not crazy. You know, we all think that just because it's bigger, it's better, and it isn't. So there may be a, Jack explains what the link might be between 5G phone service and the problems that we have fighting off the COVID virus. You want to check that out? It's gooddayhealthshow.com, which you can hear wherever you get a podcast. Listen to it at the website. You can listen to it on iTunes or Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, the iHeart and iTunes access as well is there. Very interesting, but pretty important stuff when you get right down to it. Is 5G a contributor? It certainly is worth listening to for you to make up your own mind. Hopefully you'd be pretty smart about getting on the bandwagon. You don't be in such a hurry. It's 18 after the hour. Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calidrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The rainbows I've been chasing keep on fading before I find my pot of gold. And more I'm thinking that the only treasures that I'll ever know are long ago and far behind, wrapped up in my memories of home.
So, this is a personal story for me. When I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati back in the late 80s, this guy showed up actually on my radio program. He had started to perform, and he was in a local beer joint that Jerry Springer and I had opened about a month and a half, 2 months before I met him. His name is Joe Diffie. And I remember he presented, he had a crew cut, sort of yellowish blonde hair, pretty good sized and strong presence. I would describe him as that from what I remember of him being in the studio. He went on to have quite a career, actually. A lot of people like him, and as a result of that focus, now the fact that he's died, people are shaking their heads thinking, oh, this is going to happen to anybody. 61 years old. I've been singing for, so what was that, 80, that's 30 years ago, right? 32 years ago, yeah. Because it was in that station that I started doing this program in the morning. Diffie went public with his diagnosis on Friday, and on Saturday, he was dead. And this is how fast this thing can eat you up. Too,
I don't think we've said it yet, but it's the coronavirus.
Oh, well, what else would there be? Did I say the virus?
Just say it.
Okay. Yeah. He had an appeal to lots of people, sort of the everyman approach. Had 17 top 10 hits on the country charts during the 90s. Celebrated his 25th anniversary as a member of the Grand Ole Opry. Best known for his number ones like Home, If the Devil Danced, Third Rock from the Sun, Pickup Man, Bigger Than the Beatles, an influence on the generation that came after him. He'd been celebrated in song by both Jason Aldean in the song 1994 and Chris Young in the song Raised on Country. In addition to his success as a performer, he was also a successful songwriter, creating hits for Tim McGraw, Conway Twitty, and Jody Messina.
He's a great storyteller. I was really sad about this. I really love Joe Diffie. He's just got the best country sound that you really look for.
Did I ever tell you that story that he was on with me? No, I didn't think I told you. I kind of forget about a lot of the people that have crossed paths with, but now when I saw his name, I thought, and he invited me that night to come to the club, and I went, and he introduced me, and he was a lot of energy. So, it shows you, he's only 61. See you later.
Well, I don't know if he had any underlying conditions, but certainly all over social media over the weekend, people just, lots of very famous country stars coming out saying that he was such an influence on them and how much they respected him and admired him. So it's a sad loss for country.
Here's another one. Look out for this. Another one of the country icons, John Prine, in the hospital suffering from symptoms linked to the virus. His exact medical condition is unclear yet, but he's in critical condition, according to his family. After a sudden onset of the symptoms, John was hospitalized, intubated Saturday, continues to get care, situation critical. This is hard news for us to share, said the family. So many of you have loved and supported John over the years. We wanted to let you know, we'll give you the chance to send out more of that love and support now, and know that we love you and John loves you. His wife, Fiona, revealed that she had tested positive about a week or 10 days ago, while her husband also tested. Status remained undetermined, but that changed, obviously, at the end of the week. There's a chance he may not have the virus, she said on Instagram. Before all this, she was quarantined. They all isolated.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Get used to social distancing because President Trump now says more time will be needed for the nation to deal with the coronavirus. The president had earlier said he was hoping to have the country open for business again by Easter, which is April 12th. Now he says he's extending his social distancing guidelines to at least April 30th. Speaking at yesterday's White House briefing on coronavirus, Trump said he believes the nation will now rebound by early June. Jonesboro, Arkansas, cleaning up after Saturday's tornadoes. Small businesses there are already eligible for disaster loans and assistance set up for coronavirus 19. Governor Asa Hutchinson.
We're dealing with a tornado disaster and recovery, but at the same time, we can't forget that we're going through a virus disaster.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Time is 34 after the hour. Time to rally to the cause. I love this. There's a station in Denver that decided to switch to the Christmas format last week.
I noticed someone in my neighborhood has their Christmas lights up, and people are doing that to cheer up, I guess.
Yeah, right. It's cheering people up. I thought it was a great idea. And to help listeners cope with the circumstances, what's better than listening to Christmas music? I thought it was a great idea, frankly. So that's one of the things being done. Probably be done by more stations here and there as we move around, depending on how long this all lasts. Jennifer Horn is here. She's lasting. Victoria Keelan as well. Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a very important part of my life, my personal life, and my radio life, and he's here to bring us up to date, as he has been doing with regularity. On the latest, talk about feeling good, there's information that's actually, we're going to post on my Facebook page and the DJV website as well about the combo, the two things that have gotten the most attention when it comes to treating the virus. Ken, you want to give us a little quick background and then how much it's been tested? Give us that info.
Let me turn on my own Christmas lights for everybody. And this is unheard of in the world of academic medicine, because when people do the clinical research in medicine, they come up with their breakthrough, they put together a manuscript, they submit the manuscript to a peer-reviewed journal. All of this is done confidentially, because if word gets out, they won't get their result accepted for publication. They won't get the credit. They won't get their publication credit. And then the manuscript is reviewed by the journal. Peer review occurs. And then 6 to 12 months, if you're lucky, later, the breakthrough that the scientists have come up with gets published. And then everybody, the doctors, the public, gets to see it. What happened on Friday was that the same French excellent clinical scientist group, considered world experts in infectious disease, who published a week ago the first six patients, all six cured of the coronavirus, with the combination of the anti-malarial, the Plaquenil, the hydroxychloroquine, and the Z-Pak. The first six patients, six out of six cured. And what they did on Friday, amazingly, was they distributed to the public, by putting it up on the internet for everybody, the exact manuscript, which I presume they're going to be submitting to a peer-reviewed journal, before it was submitted to the peer-reviewed journal. This is unheard of, but these are unusual times. So they amazingly made this breakthrough available to the public before waiting for the journals to review it and publish it, and sacrificing, but I'm sure somebody will publish this. But anyway, this shows 80 patients treated with the combination of hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams, three times a day for 10 days, and a simple Z-Pak. Hydroxychloroquine, it's been around since 1946. It's used for malaria, to treat, to prevent malaria. Every Vietnam vet took this. It's also used as Plaquenil for lupus. So this is a very common drug. When doctors prescribe it properly, it's used effectively, safely. Billions of people have taken it. Also, and you have to be careful about heart arrhythmias and eye issues, but when used appropriately, it's a safe and effective drug. And then a Z-Pak, billions of us. Anybody has a respiratory infection?
You've prescribed it for me when I had my...
Billions of people also have been prescribed Z-Paks. So these are common drugs. They're safe when prescribed appropriately. They're effective. And also, they're enormously cheap. Both of them are available as generics. So what these French medical scientists reported was 80 patients and 78 out of 80 were cured. And in fact, after 5 days, 78 out of 80 in their respiratory fluids, you know, the things you sneeze and cough out, 78 out of 80 had zero virus in the culture. So that means they weren't contagious. So not only are we curing these people, we're stopping the spread early of this virus. This is an amazing breakthrough. And if anybody questions it, if anybody says, read the paper. This is all in the manuscript, and I hope Doug posts this manuscript. And if there's any pushback, any criticism, just go and read the manuscript and ask, have you read the manuscript, if you hear any pushback.
Where are we going to be able to get this? Is this going to be liberally available? I'm not talking about the story. We already posted the story. I'm talking about the Z-Pak and the drug for malaria.
Well, they were commonly available at the drugstore until now. I'm sure there's going to be huge demand to get these stockpiled in. And what we need to do is get, I hope the president, I hope the governors are calling the multiple pharmaceutical companies that make these drugs. They're generics made by multiple companies, and I hope they're just going full speed ahead to make these. We need these more than ventilators. We need these more than hospital beds. And the good sign is, if you look at the increase in ICU admissions in New York City, yesterday was the first day they went down, and Tuesday last week they started a large controlled study of these two drugs, and I think that that's why we're seeing the ICU admissions already in New York City beginning to go down. Governor Cuomo, in his press conference yesterday, gave out that hopeful news, and I think that this is, I think we have a cure.
All right, we're going to post this interview as well at djvshow.com, so they can interview along with the posting of the information he's talking about. So this is probably as hopeful a bit of information as you've heard anywhere. Any of the local stations carrying the program, you can take Dr. Ken's 5-6 minutes here and rebroadcast it on your station so that you get the essence of what he's talking about. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the DJV program. Ken, thank you. Lots of love. In a moment, Karen Kerrigan is going to join us from the Small Business Council to talk about how small businesses right now can get the help they need right after these words.
Leading medical and health organizations are calling on the American public to combat the spread of the virus by staying at home. The American Medical Association, American Hospital Association, and American Nurses Association this week issued an unprecedented open letter to the public asking that they adhere to physical distancing and to stay at home. Dr. Patrice A. Harris, president of the American Medical Association, on why this is necessary.
Each of us has a role in fighting this virus, and Americans must take these steps to drastically slow down the spread of COVID-19. These measures not only help to protect our families and friends, but also give physicians, nurses, and everyone on the front lines a fighting chance.
As America commits to staying at home, what other important steps should the public take during these challenging times?
Being isolated can be difficult for all of us, and physicians and the AMA are concerned about people's mental health as part of their overall health. It's important to stay connected with family and friends during this time.
Those with urgent medical needs should seek care. Everyone else is advised to stay at home.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Continuing our helpful mode here, that's our job, the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen with Karen Kerrigan now. 25 years she has been the leader, an advocate, a trainer, helping foster entrepreneurship, global business growth. She's been on with me before. She's president now and CEO of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship. Am I saying that? It's sort of, I'm close, Karen, I think, anyway.
Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Hi. I'm well, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing all right. It's been a trying couple of weeks for our members and for small businesses in general. But, you know, we're getting there. We're getting there.
Well, you testify regularly before Congress on some of the impacting issues for those of us who are small business people. What sort of reception are you getting now, and how much input have you had and the group had in getting a piece of this $2 trillion governing focused for small businesses?
Well, I think our advocacy and influence has been cumulative over the years. So, you know, before Congress, whether we're testifying or meeting with members or bringing our members in to meet with their House or Senate members or the White House or even President Trump. Our members meet with him as well and previous presidents. We always tell them what their pain points are. And, you know, access to cash and capital always is one of them. You know, staying competitive in the marketplace, tax and regulatory issues. So, you know, the influence that we've had along with some of our peers on this legislation has been pretty significant in terms of addressing that number one need that they have right now, which is capital, access to capital, cash, in order to make it to the other side of this unprecedented challenge because they've had plunging revenues.
Yep.
And then the other piece is on the tax side that, you know, there is relief with respect to the filing date. And the tax package has a nice, nice piece where small businesses will be able to defer the employer side of the payroll taxes, which is it's one of their biggest burdens, and then they could pay that off over a 2-year period. So those are just two pieces, and now We're telling them the need for speed. They have to deliver in terms of getting, you know, this capital through the SBA, through this new SBA 7(a) loan program. They've got to, like, turn the key and get this going to small businesses, because every hour, every day matters.
If you're a small business person, you might want to go to SBE Council, sbecouncil.org. The capital, yep, you've hit the two nails on the head. As a small business person, that's what I'm concerned about. Now, just take 60 seconds, if you don't mind, Karen. Use me as a guinea pig if you want, or pick some business that you've talked to and explain how. Is it easy? Is it difficult? Where do they go to get the forms? How long is it going to take? Because a lot of people, even running small businesses, we talk about people individually going paycheck to paycheck, but
you're right.
A lot of
you're
small
right.
businesses, the same thing.
Exactly. And, you know, and sort of the package itself, and I'm really glad that it broadly addresses small businesses with employees, self-employed people, gig economy workers, as you know, is sort of a lot of people wanting to do things on their own using, sort of the whole way that we're doing business now in terms of gig work and being their own, being their own employer, you know, whether it's through Uber or whatever. So there is either, you know, the unemployment insurance piece addresses gig economy people and self-employed people, but also the disaster loans are going to be available to all these types of businesses. The SBA loans are. You know, I think people are going to have to be patient right now, Doug, because the there's a massive amount of demand for
sure.
these loans.
Yep.
And if you look at the disaster loans already, which have been available for about a week or so under the economic injury piece of the disaster loans, the SBA was flooded with requests and with applications, and you know their site went down a few times, and now they've gone to a new one.
I know. I went when I first found out.
You download the forms and you have to upload the forms.
Yeah.
But the good news is once that process happens, you know, you'll immediately get like a $10,000 prepayment, you know, as the application is fully processing. So that's on the disaster loan side. And you know, if you could just continue to work with your creditors and say, look, I'm applying for these loans. Can you give me 30 days? Can you give me 60 days? Whatever it is, that would be okay. And then on the disaster loans, these new SBA Paycheck Protection Program loans, the whole network of financial institutions across the country, banks, credit unions, et cetera, they'll be the ones responsible for administrating these, deploying these. So that's going to happen a little bit more quickly because the banks are set up to do that. They've done SBA 7(a) loans before in the past. And there's a lot of flexibility for small businesses in terms of when they get the loan, then if you want, you can start bringing back employees, pay those employees with these loans. And if you use those loans for payroll forgiveness, for payroll, maintaining it over an eight-week period, you'll get loan forgiveness, actually, for that piece of the SBA loan. So there's a lot of information, Doug, but it's all on our website, sbecouncil.org. What's in the CARES Act for small business? We have it bulleted out so you could see maybe what may work for you.
All right, so there's a lot of intrigue there. Four or five things that you can get more info. Go to SBE, Small Business Entrepreneurial Council.org, sbecouncil.org. And find out how these things, as I said, for me, as I listen to you, there are four or five things there that would apply to both my radio business and my farm, pretty much most of it, unless you're in a real specialized business, everything's dried up, like dried up. And so this is very helpful. Karen, thank you. Maybe what we'll do down the road, a couple of weeks when we actually can start applying, we'll have you come back again and bring us up to date. Karen Kerrigan, President and CEO of the Small Business Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Time here on the DJV program. More info to help you through all of this stuff. Tom Kreidler, who's the co-host along with Leslie Segretti of this fabulous weekend program. 52 weekends a year, they're out there with all kinds of helpful hints and tips for hours every weekend. They have a great website, moneypit.com, and the phone lines are always available, 888-MONEY-PIT. You can call that number and leave a question, as Casey in Shreveport, Louisiana has done. Got a pretty big question here. She says her house was built in 1962. There's a hairline crack in the corner of the foundation. Is there any do-it-yourself way? Yeah, rent a backhoe, dig out the side of the foundation.
It's not that bad, Doug. I can't imagine there's very many homes that don't have cracks. And
cracks.
Very, very common. And especially in a corner like that because of settlement. Now, if it's only a hairline crack, that's pretty typical. I wouldn't worry too much about that. In terms of repair, you know, unless there's water coming through it or unless it's really wide open, not hairline, there's really not much of a repair to be done. But speaking of water, that is usually the cause of cracks because water gets around the foundation and it tends to make it a little less stable than the rest of the foundation, so you get some shifting there. That may be a cause of it. I just would make sure that we're not, like, dumping the corner, the leader of a gutter into that space right outside that foundation. But for a hairline crack, there's not much you need to do.
All right, so that takes care of that. Let's see if we can dig around in the house, find some areas that ought to be more of a focus than they are in terms of keeping them clean. You must be getting questions on your program about what people do, wash the clothes, wash the sheets. We've been talking about washing pillows, the My Pillow.
Yeah.
You know, wash that, keep it clean. But what are the general rules? Because once you're inside, okay, we think this is a safe haven, but hello, not so fast.
Well, right? One of the things we've been talking about this week is whether or not you need to sort of detox your laundry itself. And it does seem like a good idea. It's kind of like a crazy thought, maybe a bit of an oxymoron to think that you have to wash your washing machine. But, you know, keeping the laundry clean, as you've mentioned, is really a key part of disease control. So what we recommend is that you sort of detox the machine by running a load of hot water and bleach. No clothes, just hot water and bleach. And I would use, you know, probably at least a couple of cups of bleach in that so that you have a pretty significant amount of it in the machine. Then run that machine, and then I would run it through an extra wash cycle to make sure to make sure we get all of the water out of it. And then you could also spray down the exterior of it, and that would be good as well with, say, a 25% bleach solution and water. And then, again, rinse that down. This way you know the machine is very, very clean. If it's a front-loading machine, you're also going to have these rubber gaskets around the door. Make sure you reach in there with your bleach and water and sort of wipe down the gasket, not so much for the potential of viruses, but you get a lot of mold that grows around those seals sometimes, and that can cause odors, which is not pleasant. So I do think it's a good idea to sort of wash the washing machine as I've described.
All right, so there's that. What about the floors, surfaces in the kitchen, in the bathroom, surfaces in general? We've heard a lot of stuff about Lysol and the pads, and but there also this business about just soap and water. How about if we just do that?
No, that's not going to do it. So there's really three sort of levels of cleaner, right? There's the basic soap and water, and then there's sanitizer, and then there's disinfectant. So disinfectant, it does just that. It just disinfects, and you need to read the label to see if it covers COVID-19. But a sanitizer will clean and disinfect. So Lysol is a sanitizer. It cleans and disinfects. I use JAWS, the Just Add Water System. That is a disinfectant and a sanitizer that's ready to kill COVID-19. If you're using those products, also note that usually they have a contact time, which is the minimum time it should sit on the surface. So while we normally clean, we're used to like spraying and wiping. With disinfecting, you just want to sort of spray it and walk away and let it sit for usually 10 minutes to make sure you're killing any germs that are on the surface.
All right. So we have that. It seemed to me that a lot of people have specific things about their home, and I would advise you either to send a note along to Tom at Money Pit or to call in 888-MONEY-PIT. That's the number. They take phone calls 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and then they'll answer the ones that are intriguing or good on the air, right? That's how you make this all work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you can post your questions at moneypit.com, or you can call 888-MONEY-PIT.
Yeah. Bedrooms, the same thing. Washing sheets. I'm washing my sheets pretty much every other day. How about you?
Yeah, we're doing a lot more of that, too, mostly because we have nothing else to do here now.
and hang them out to dry. You know, outside, hanging laundry outside is probably a better thing than putting them in the dryer, in fact, because you get the sun.
Today. I can't wait to open my windows once again. Get that fresh air.
Tom Kreidler.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.